It's time for the emergency break of the week.
When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, yes, yeah. Music.
You might have been thinking Picasso.
Yeah, okay.
And that's one of those dudes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quality broadcast talent. Not so much, buddy.
When Henry Ford invented the telephone.
You know, this team is just not that good.
When Beethoven sits down to crochet.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Tip.
Oh, I mean,
you might have been thinking.
Crawford Services AC Heating and Plumbing and Advanced Hair Restoration bring you the emergency break of the week. We give you three candidates. You get to vote on them. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one from the Morning Musers, me. This is really bad. The only way I can explain it is this way. I was going on with the sweet spot on Tuesday, and right before I was going on, Ham sent me a video of a ridiculous miniature horse playing a keyboard. Have y'all seen that? The one where he's playing it for the kid in the hospital?
No.
He's going up and down the keys in a real crazy way. It's an insane video. And I looked at it right before I went, like the intro was playing, and I looked at it, and the way I read it was, this miniature horse is playing the keyboard for kids who are suffering from amnesia. That's what I saw in my brain. But it was kids who were in a hospital coming out of anesthesia. And I say amnesia in a really strange way, and it just sounds like I'm on drugs.
What are we doing in this line of work? It sounds like we have a calling.
We need to pitch mascot ideas.
Mascot consultants.
The ideas are free for anybody listening with the team.
That's the sound of the keyboard there. But you're right, man. If Captain started breaking off a solo like that little miniature horse, the poor kid who has amnesia, which, by the way, why was that written into just about every 70s sitcom or drama?
I got to ask, what is amnesia? That's three times now.
Amnesia?
Oh, well, did I say ab?
Yes, and they're not the third coming time. Up from amnesia. They're waking up from anesthesia.
Anesthesia, yeah.
The first time I heard you say amnesia, I looked at Lando like, what the hell?
Because amnesia is when you forget stuff.
You don't have a memory.
And I figured the...
It's anesthesia.
Kids are waking up from surgery.
Wait a minute. Who am I?
What's my name?
I said, damn it, if he says amnesia again, I'm asking about it.
Man, I just skimmed it and I went, amnesia, huh? That's weird. Anesthesia, okay.
Hey, guys.
Amnesia, not ab.
Amnesia, 7-minute amnesia.
This is bar group beer all over again.
Mr. Dunham, we're going to take your wisdom teeth. We are going to give you some amnesia.
I want amnesia. I got to improve my abs.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know what to tell
you. Is
that
a word that you've always said in an unusual way?
Have I always said it, amnesia? I don't know.
Amnesia.
Have I had a head injury this week?
There's
I don't
no
know.
No way that's a word.
I don't know.
Okay, hey, buddy, we're just going to take you back to your room now.
Yeah, I know. I kind of get that feeling that you're visiting me and I'm just waking up from having amnesia. There's me as candidate number one. Candidate number two is killer. Very versatile player. He can engineer, he can produce, he can go on the air. He was producing this week, and he didn't turn off his microphone when Matt was trying to talk.
Man, the Knicks will be playing their 58th Christmas game. They're going to always be featuring it. They're going to always have the first game. I thought last year the cartoon broadcast of that also. Didn't they try to up that? Am I drunk? Did I have too much eggnog?
Yes, you're hammered.
Talking about the Simpsons?
Didn't they have a
cartoon version of NBA basketball?
I don't.
Oh, of NBA?
Yeah. NBA
I don't think
jams?
They did NFL. I don't think they did NBA.
There's a hockey one. There's an NHL one.
NBA 2K?
Are you thinking of the Bengals?
Nope. right. I'm definitely thinking NBA, and I think I'm right on this.
I believe you. Look it up real quick.
I don't believe you.
So I don't know what you're talking about, but I have another note here on the OSS.
Okay, please. Please go while I see if I can think about what broadcast is on the NBA.
Pete Alonso last night for the Mets hit his 253rd home run. That passes Daryl Strawberry as the all-time leader.
It was Spurs Knicks.
What's happening?
You were right. Spurs Knicks.
Okay.
Was your mic on the whole time?
His was.
Oh,
yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, that's why we stopped.
I thought I turned it off.
Like, can I finish my damn thought?
Uh-oh.
That's you. I tell
no,
you.
No, calm down.
What you want.
Killer with the little barb there at the end. Yeah. Boy, slow that conversation down. Trying to figure out what game was on.
What the hell?
The Cartoon Network. But we'll give that one to Killer. And then this week, when Travis was filling in for Donovan, he was telling the story of coaching Little League for the first time. Always a big moment. Kevin Landrum decided to chime in, Lando, and he doesn't know how to spell meat.
Well, I start my coaching career.
Will you go by Coach Meat?
I haven't decided because I don't really love my name. I think I'll go Coach T is what I was leaning towards.
Oh, Coach Meat.
Coach Meat. I don't think that I can tell a bunch of 5-year-olds and their parents to call me Meat.
Meat spelled backwards is team.
That's right. There it is.
Now
God.
You start. You're kind
God,
of.
You're not. You're a genius, it's, Lando.
Well, it's not exactly.
It's a little bit off.
It's almost the
not
a
if you spell
the,
it wrong.
Yeah, the A and the E are flipped, but yeah.
What?
Oh no, you're right. Damn it.
I thought it was. I thought you shouldn't have said "damn it" because I thought you were making
Matt
a
called
joke.
Me a genius.
Me and you live in a different world.
That took a while for Lando to understand. Oh yeah, it's not spelled like that. All right. So is it me? Is it Killer? Or is it Lando? 888-787-1310. Hello. You are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are my favorite co-workers doing?
Okay.
This is Will Tankersley. I just knocked out 3 sets of 10 ticket tickers and 2 of 7 headset girls.
What? Hey, I don't know where you're going, man.
I understand.
Just give me number 3.
Okay. That's all you had to say. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, this is Cruz and Lito. Hey, reminding Cruz. P1s to always vote for Killer and to Lego Magallegos. Amen.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the support. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Well, let's do a little James McMurtry karaoke, why don't we, real quick.
Okay.
First band in Lincoln down from Baxter Springs, and that's one hell raising town up down in southeastern Kansas. Out of biker bar down the laundry store, and that's in. Oh, snacky dice. It's been too long, boys. I'm rusty. I'll take number 3. Dadgummit.
Gosh. Thanks for the attempt, anyway. Hi, you're on ticket AM, FM, and the stream.
Coco, Miss Micah. Coco's dad.
Oh, no, it's Coco
Don't
the gorilla
get excited for Coco
who
calling
is
up.
Signing that she misses Micah.
Coco also miss Luca. Coco's dad.
Oh, okay. Coco's sad because Coco miss Luca.
Well, who you vote for, Coco?
Coco vote for Amnesia.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Coco, for calling in. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello?
You're on the air.
Good morning, musers. This is the real Piper again. I'm back.
She's the back real, for another school year.
The real Piper. It's a girl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, who do you vote for?
George.
Oh,
clearly a whispered vote there.
Thanks, Piper. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I believe in the Mean Green, and I believe in Jubb.
Thank you very much. Even after that.
Do you believe in job after job?
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, George. It's me, Marge. For all you non-Georges out there, back in high school, George's nickname was Sequoia because of his massive root.
Okay. You have a vote?
George.
What?
That was the vote.
That's the vote. Oh, yeah. Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
This is Matt and Keller.
Okay.
I'm having a little bit of amnesia.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
way to go, George.
The winner, brain dead me, wins the emergency break of the week.
What are we doing in this line of work? It sounds like we have a calling.
We need to pitch mascot ideas.
Mascot consultants.
The ideas are free for anybody listening with the team.
But you're right, man. If Captain started breaking off a solo like that little miniature horse, the poor kid who has amnesia.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, why was that written into just about every 70s sitcom or drama?
I got to ask, what is amnesia? That's three times now.
Amnesia?
Oh, well, did I say ab?
Yes, and they're not the third time. Coming up from amnesia. They're waking up from anesthesia.
Anesthesia, yeah.
The first time I heard you say amnesia, I looked at Lando like, what the hell?
Because amnesia is when you forget stuff.
You don't have a memory.
And I figured
it's anesthesia.
Kids are waking up from surgery.
Wait a minute. Who am I?
What's my name?
I said, damn it. If he says amnesia again, I'm asking
about it. I just skimmed it and I went, amnesia. Huh, that's weird. Anesthesia. Okay.
Hey guys. Amnesia.
Amnesia. 7 minute amnesia.
This is Barg's root beer all over again.
Mr. Dunham, we're going to take your wisdom teeth. We are going to give you some amnesia.
I don't want amnesia. I want abnesia. I got to improve my abs.
Yeah.
Okay, there's no doubt I'm an idiot in this thing, but is that the best way to wake up a child who's getting out of anesthesia with a horse playing?
No, don't present them with something that could be interpreted as a visual hallucination.
Right. That you're still asleep. There's a horse in the hospital room playing a keyboard.
You need to ask your wife whether you've always said amnesia.
Okay.
To find out if that's one of those words.
I don't know. Maybe. Because
it seems like we all have words that we just mispronounce. Like pronunciation.
You have to stop down every time you see Massachusetts.
Right. What? Yeah, I always said Massachusetts.
Because that's the way
my mom
Bugs Bunny said it. All right, how many wins is that?
Well, you increased your lead over Gordon back to 3 because that is now your 110th all-time e-break win. You are now You are now 29 behind the all-time leader Norman Hitzkus.
What? That's so crazy.
Have I ever passed you?
I don't think so.
No, you've tied each other.
Dang. Oh, tied. Wow.
You have been tied.
What a horse race.
This is a horse race.
Playing a piano.